Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of your Brains Coach podcast. My name is Angela Sharina. I'm your host, I'm your Brains Coach, and it is my job here to bring to you, share, discover, uncover, and bring to your attention all the best brain-body tools, all the best strategies, hacks, and routines, and all kinds of nitty-gritty details that science brings to us every single day, so you can take better control of your body, of your brain, of your thoughts, of your emotions, and most importantly, actions and efforts, so you bend and shape and design your life path in a way that feels fulfilling. Folks, today it's Monday and we're talking about motivation. Have you ever woken up feeling like it's Monday and you're supposed to be getting things done and your motivation is just not there? Like, you have this to-do list and none of the tasks on your to-do list seem to be exciting or things that you're motivated and driven to do. For example, I'm a coach and I absolutely love helping people to unlock more of their potential, to change, to adapt new habits, to get results. Like, that is absolutely my jam. You don't have to feed me, just give me this work. But then there are other sides of my business as a coach that I don't enjoy that much, like coding new offers into my website that I still do, or lead generation, or lead nurturing, or emails. Like, just not my favorite part of job. I don't know if it's enjoyable for anyone, but for me, just not the thing I enjoy. And I learned that there is a hack that you can use that is totally backed by science, that is rooted in our biology, that can help you to accomplish these tasks yourself. You know, sometimes, of course, we need to delegate, etc., but sometimes it's not an option and you have to get things done that you don't enjoy that much. So how do you do that? How do you attack the tasks? How do you get yourself back into the driver's seat when you don't feel the motivation, when you don't enjoy these tasks and you need to get them done and you need to get them done now? So what do you do? So here is a neat trick that I rediscovered. I was reminded of when reading this book and sharing the insights. Well, first reading the book and then sharing the insights on our last podcast, right? But today I just want to refocus, bring again your attention to this neat hack if you perhaps missed it or didn't think it was important. Neat hack to bring more dopamine, this molecule of motivation, in your brain by structuring your task in a little bit different way. And then to get that molecule of motivation, that dopamine, to get your drive back, to get your motivation back and start ticking off those tasks that you might fear, that might feel like a drag, one after another, getting more and more juice as you accomplish those things. So what's the hack? What's the neat trick that you can perform on your brain right now? Well, it's actually quite simple. Exercising your power of choice. Now, you might say, well, Angela, there are these tasks. I don't really have a choice. Like, I have to get them done. Yes, but you have a lot of choice around how you get them done, in what order, what you start unpacking first, how you're going to go about doing that. Sometimes it's even as easy changing the location of your work. Maybe you enjoy doing your work at a specific place, or maybe you need to change up the place a little bit. Sometimes I just go to the nearest coffee shop just to change things up a bit, and that sparks the new excitement into the task. By the way, did you know your dopamine is driven by novelty? So one of the triggers for dopamine boost, which then translates into more energy, more drive, more motivation. But let's get back to my example, right? I need to code some offers onto my website, which seems like a drag, like quite a complex task to unpack. So what I am going to do right now after I finish recording this podcast is I'm going to start with a task that I actually enjoy, drafting on paper those offers, writing the value, the problems that I solve. And then while writing, I truly enjoy this creative process that doesn't require any coding or thinking about details, these technical details. While doing the writing, I will jumpstart that dopamine that is boosted by the action of taking control of making choices. So let me read you a quote from the book Smarter, Faster, Better by Charles Duhigg, the author of The Power of Habit. And the book is, it's about secrets of true productivity. So the quote, motivation becomes easier when we transform a chore into a choice. Doing so gives us a sense of control, and sense of control jumpstarts that dopamine engine that gives us drive, that gives us motivation, that gives us energy. So choose your starting point. Like with coding, draft it first. Or maybe there is a piece of that code that you truly love, that you know how to do and you can't wait to jump into. And then lead nurturing, for example. I need to follow up with some people, and some I enjoy and some I don't. And some I actually can't wait to jumpstart the conversation because we ended it on an interesting note. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with that, with getting in touch with that person. Emails. Are there emails that you are more willing or excited about? For me, yes, there are. There are some emails that I'd love to do, like reaching out to, for example, UCT University about our conversation on teaching entrepreneurship and mindset at the UCT. So that's the email I'm going to start with. And then you can choose what kind of replies you're going to give to certain emails that you especially trying to avoid. Short, sweet, but to move things forward, right? There is a lot of control over the things that you do, over how you do them. And once you start exercising the power of your choice, you put yourself back into the driver's seat. Like, okay, I'm going to give you another example. In the morning, I committed for the next 30 days to write a newsletter. But sometimes in the morning, I wake up and I'm like, God, the juice is just not flowing. It's like, you know, when you get to the gym and your muscles are cold and you just don't have the drive. You know that it's going to be there once you start, but it's not there. And so what I do when I wake up and I don't feel like writing, I'm like, okay, so today exercise is going to get first. And also to start those juices going, I'm going to start with the exercise I love. That has nothing to do with specific benefit or routine, but I'm going to do my abs because I love doing abs, or I'm going to do some sprints because I actually also love sprints, and that's going to jumpstart my workout. And then after workout, I always feel like my brain is on fire and I'm ready to write that newsletter. But also, I allowed myself to make a choice. I exercised my power of choice. I exercised my power of control, and I boosted that dopamine. Well, exercise also helps. And then all the tasks started to flow a lot easier. And instead of struggling and pushing and sitting there for 20 minutes with my brain cold, not generating anything because maybe it's too early or maybe something else, you know, not every morning is like get up and go kind of morning, but sometimes you need some time to get going. And what I know that exercise gets me going faster. And after exercise, my brain is so much more productive. And so I gave myself a power of choice. Okay, I'm going to exercise first. It might be even 10, 15 minutes, all you needed to jumpstart your brain, which, by the way, also, again, will jumpstart your dopamine as well. And then you can task the task in a way that feels more exciting. And while doing the task and accomplishing things, you will get additional boost of dopamine, and you get the idea. You get the juice flowing, that dopamine, that drive, that motivation fuel, and then you start getting things done. So we talked more about this on our last episode that we did on Friday, all about the book Smarter, Faster, Better, The Secrets of Productivity by Charles Duhigg, the author of The Power of Habit. So check that out. But today, whenever you start struggling or start procrastinating on beginning of any task, give yourself that power of choice. Put yourself back in the driver's seat. Jumpstart that dopamine. Ask yourself, which part of this task do I want to start? And how would I love to start it? Like, what's the most interesting part? Start there and see how you get a lot more done, a lot faster. So I hope this helps, folks, on this Monday morning where most of us are gonna get up and get going. Attack your day, be a victor, not a victim, and see how your day unfolds in a much more powerful way. So stay tuned on Wednesday for an episode on receiving constructive feedback and giving feedback that people want to receive. A very, very important topic for any business owner and anyone who is committed to improvement and growth. Feedback is your superpower, giving and receiving it. So how to do it better? There is actually really, really good science and research on that. So stay tuned on Wednesday. Until next time, get it done. Talk to you soon, guys. Have a powerful Monday morning.